I'm so in love with Jesus and his goodness and how he just pours himself into us when we open up or just even have a, oh, Lord, I want to believe, but I don't know how that works. We saw awesome, wonderful, life-changing experiences through the weekend here, and we love to give God glory, and we love for testimonies. We love to hear what God has done in people's lives, and whether it's a creative miracle or, I'm not putting a limit on what God has done in your lives. And so we're going to open it up for testimonies right now. And so couple protocols. One is sometimes when we hand somebody a mic, they don't like to give it back. And so we kind of have to monitor that. So if you gently see me reaching for the mic and you run, I'm going to chase you down. With a hook. The old gong show for you older folks. So, and then the other, only other request is, there's some people who have never experienced a real hardship or trauma or abuse. And so when you are sharing, you know, we try to protect our gateways. And so please don't go into graphic details because it doesn't glorify the kingdom. And so we don't dishonor what's happened to you, but we don't want to, we just want to be sensitive to the Spirit because there are both men and women here and a child. So, just be sensitive with what you share and how you share, and that would be wonderful. So who has a testimony? Come on up. Pick me, okay.
I have just been so blessed this year, just like I was last year, but just a little something from last year. This couple's not here, but it's just sat with me for a whole year, and because it's such a blessing in my life. So last year, there was a man and his wife here that I just watched them in worship, and my heart just went for them, and the Lord said, before this conference is over, you're going to go up and ask that man for a hug. And I thought, ooh, number one, he's married, not good. And number two, I don't know him. You know, what's he going to think of me if I do that? And so I thought, well, Lord, you're going to have to set that up because I can't do that. And so I forgot something here in the sanctuary. And I came back, and he was up here standing, just standing around. And the Lord said, okay, here's your time. And I was going to just sneaky get my purse and leave or whatever it was I left here. And he turned around and came toward me, and Jesus said, here's your chance, and do what I told you. And so I just randomly asked this man who I didn't know, can I have a hug? And he gave me a hug. He never said a word to me. He didn't let go until the Spirit told him to let go. But in that, the Lord told me, number one, I'm giving you back every hug that's ever been taken from you. And then he said, you know, all the love that you've lacked in your life from men, that's why I told you were going to get that hug back from a man. And so it was just wonderful and beautiful. Well, this year what he did for me, Satan has a plan for you every day, and so does the Lord. Well, in May, Satan's plan came out, and on my way to the ER, the Lord said, you're going to make it, but you're going to have to walk through every day with me. And so for all the days I laid in the hospital, the Lord and I lived out of the kingdom. The kingdom is a real place, and I lived out of the kingdom that whole week in the hospital, all the things that I had to go through to get out of that hospital. But in the midst, there were still lingering symptoms that came all the way up until I came here on the mountain, and all my symptoms are completely gone. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. He's the one. Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there are people who carry an anointing of healing through hugging, and it's a beautiful gift. There's nothing worse than a hug in the flesh, but man, when it's in the Spirit, woo, doggy. it gives life, and it brings healing. Thank you for sharing that. Who else has a testimony? Mary Jane?
Well, yeah. So I was just counting. I was thinking of, there's so many. There's so many stories. I counted 10 just this past, I don't know what day it is, but 10 days. And there's some that are minor, but there's some that are so huge. And it's only God. There's no way to explain all of these things. They're not coincidences. All these blessings, favor, God incidences, and just praying us through have been blessings this whole time. So I'm up to 10, but I'm like, I gotta say it. I know I have 10, so just God, good. So we're driving our camper down the mountain, and my husband had to take a break. So I got out, and we heard something, so I looked around the camper. What was that sound? I'm like, what the heck? I'm missing a vent. And it doesn't matter. Anything now, if you need to buy something, it's, try to get it here shipping. It's major. It costs a lot, and you just need special parts for a camper. It costs a lot, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're missing a vent. And as we're driving, I'm going, I know Lori and Holly were behind us. And I know if Lori sees it, the Holy Spirit's going to speak to her and say, that's Mary and John's, and I'm picking it up. So we're driving around. I just text her when I finally got reception an hour later and said, hey, we lost a vent. She goes, I found it. I'm like, OMG. So that's, I'm thinking $200, you got to replace it. So, so that was cool. And she did. And she said, the Holy Spirit told her, that's Mary and John's to pick it up.
I love the supernatural. If they ever cut communication, we have the Holy Spirit. So start practicing. That road was so bumpy. And we weren't even sure we were on the right road. Because they're not marked very well. And no GPS works up there. And so I saw that thing. We saw other car parts along the way too. But that one, that one had the hand of God on it. And I just pulled over and I'm like, that's Mary and John's. I heard the Holy Spirit say it. And so I put it in the back of the car. I actually took a picture, but there's no signal. And so it was a couple hours. We've had that for a couple hours before we finally connected with them. So God is, every need, everything he tends to. Who wants to testify? I see hand. Come on up, Letta. Lita. Lola.
I'm so blessed. I don't know where to begin. I said I wanted to come in here, and I'm like, blank.
That's a great testimony.
God is so good. He's been just working in my life ever since I arrived, and it's hard to put everything all together, but I know I've been healed and released a dream and stuff broken off and just set so free and freer than ever. And it's just a huge leap for me. And I've been serving the Lord since 1980, but, been through a lot of stuff. But this has just been another fantastic time in fellowship with y'all, meeting really, really nice and new close friends, and just the love of the Lord just abounding so freely, and his touch of miraculous, supernatural, I'm going to fix you. I'm the one. I'm the one that can lead you. I'm the one that can heal you and protect you. And we just rest in him.
Amen. Thank you. I love you. Bernadine.
I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to come up here a second time. I had a pneumonia earlier this year and got out after the second month of 7 days in the hospital and was put on 4 liters of oxygen. And they said I would be on it for the rest of my life. And I said, no. And I brought 3 canisters up just in case. And each one of them that I tried to open up and turn on didn't work for me.
Praise the Lord.
And so I just want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for Holly and Lori and the time that you spent preparing for each of the retreats that you go on, and for being who you are in the spirit. The teaching tapes that I received 2 years ago have, it's been a struggle to hear them because of things happening, things breaking. But every time I put in a CD, there's so much being revealed in each of those. So thank you for your labor. Please sow into that ministry. Please let people know about that website for them to get the word and get them to services where they are in your city or in a city that you know somebody in. So that's part of my marketing part for them, because their ministry is so valuable and has been for me. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Bernadine. Bless you.
So I have two. The first one, so last night after the meeting was over, Lori comes up to me. She's like, I don't think I prayed for you. So she prayed for me. I don't even really have the words. I don't know what really happened. But, I mean, some of you saw me. Some of you know. I don't know. Something was burning. Yeah.
We call that a smoke chub. And that's a good thing. Filled with fragrance.
Yeah. It lasted all night. I didn't sleep. Still with
Carry on. Everything okay? Blessed. Blessed. Who wants to testify? We will. Don't be afraid. Come on, Susie Moon.
Okay, so I'm doing this to encourage each and every one of you that if you want to sing better or sing at all,
if there is a religious spirit left in this place, no way. You've been free.
Okay. So, some of you remember 2019, the retreat here. Money was collected for me. For more training, and I don't quite come forth. I've tried at 2 different schools of worship. So last night, just singing with you guys, I know a lot was the burden. You guys released burdens off of me, and I, you know, became that wet noodle, the top part down. I don't want to try to learn to live like that. Oh my gosh. and never pick up any burdens. But
yeah.
And just trust the Lord with it. You know, you need to pray for people, you intercede for people, trust God, you give it back to God. But then through whatever, angelic, I just honor Jesus, but he helped me sing and join you all. And it's why I bawled after so much. So I look forward to more of that, and I just want to encourage you that if you just go hard after his presence and have, you know, that one in the spirit where you tangibly have communion with the Lord, he can help you do anything. anything.
Amen. Bless you, Susie. Blessed.
Okay, so the last retreat, they had one before this weekend that I did sound for, and there, during worship, Lori had them stop, and there was a pastor there that she had release a call for the loss and those who have sort of wandered, and I called in one of my sisters who's wandered. And yesterday she went for a hike. And she had an accident. And nobody knew where she was. They just know she had injuries, and one of them was a broken arm. And me and Kim are praying today. And she saw and heard the Lord say that he's pulling out the signet ring and preparing the best. And I just believe that he's going to use this accident to reveal himself to her and call her home.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. What's her name?
Renee.
Renee, we call you home into the kingdom, back into your position.
So yesterday I was in the bookstore with Janet, and the fire falls on Janet. Well, I was looking at a picture of the picture of the bride that had the wedding dress of all the flags, and I looked at it and I felt like Holy Spirit said, a bride to the nations. And my heart's desire, I mean, my big, hairy, audacious, crazy, silly, ridiculous dream is to be ambassador to the country of Colombia, because I lived there for 2 years. And I'm like, yeah, right, okay, whatever. But, I mean, that's my big, hairy, audacious dream. So I looked at that, and that's what resonated with me of being a bride to the nations. And so Janet, I was talking with Janet, and Janet's like, man, it fires all over me. I'm like, I'm going to take it. So Janet comes over and lays her hands on me. Her hands were literally burning up. I drop to the ground, and I just start cracking up. I have watched people get into that. I've never been one of those people. And I'm always like, I remember the first year up here, I'm like, what is wrong with you people? It's like, they're just, and all I could think was, what am I laughing at? I have no idea why I'm laughing. I literally was like in this fetal position, then you drop to the ground, you're cracking up. And all I could sense, I literally was like, Lord, I have no idea what I'm laughing, but I couldn't stop laughing. And what was beautiful for me is, I just retired as a high school teacher after 34 years, and I have spent 34 years, and I love to laugh, but I've spent 34 years being incredibly serious, because we had tests we had to do, and we had results, and we had this to meet, and this to meet, all these demands, and I felt like that, I'm like, Lord, I needed that. And there was a breaking off yesterday. I just kept thinking, I have no idea what I'm laughing at, but I'm laughing hysterically. And it was beautiful and it was amazing. And thank you, Janet, for being obedient.
Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Who else wants to testify? John?
So I've been coming to these retreats now. This is my fifth one. And And I want to encourage you all that every retreat you come to, you're going to be given something. Okay? You got something this retreat, whether you realize it or not. Most of you realize it. But when you go home and you come back to the next retreat, you're not going to be the same person, because something was given to you here now that you can walk with, and God doesn't take that back. That's right. So he transcends us from glory to glory, retreat to retreat. And this year, for the first time, I saw the fire come like I've never seen it in a retreat before. And I heard recently from Kent Christmas that's what's missing in the churches. A lot of people have the Holy Spirit, but what's needed is the Holy Spirit and then be baptized in the fire. We all need to be baptized in the fire, because all these people that are sitting here in a puddle, when they're in that puddle, God's ministering to them. You don't even know what they're taking care of. So I want to encourage you all to not only be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but then ask the Holy Spirit to baptize you with his fire. Amen?
Amen. Thanks, John. Yeah. Who else would like to testify? Come on up.
Well, I just love being here. Okay, thank you. Okay. I was so glad to come, but you know, I had a hard time coming. I got to practice that walking. You know? Okay. Well, because when I came, I had a hard time coming, and then the first day, like, I had this, like, pain all in my head and my hip, and that night, and I couldn't sleep, and finally I was like, I got up, but I love the Lord. He's just like, it was okay, and I always pray Monday and Friday mornings with Holly Tuck, so then I just went down to pray. But you know, it's so beautiful too. Okay, often I'm like, I like to just watch and not be in, but I got to like pray. That was so fun, like, here, because my hearing's getting better, and I received that C, and I'm excited to go back to the school, and that was cool. I wanted to pray, like, bless you, and you just started telling me stuff, and I like that machine gun angel. So that was so cool. But anyway, like, just to go and, like, just trust God, like, over all the children. Like, I've always just kind of prayed, or when they're sleeping, bless them, or pray the scripture over them, or the blood. But if God gives a word, like, to speak, because, you know, I always know it's him. He always gives me, like, the scripture. But then I got to pray with Michelle over here, and we were just praying for her right here. I forgot her name. No, but in the blue, when we prayed for you. And I saw the pictures, and I wasn't as confident. But then when I said it, Michelle was like, yeah, that's right. And so it's like, that was so cool. But also, God healed my hip.
Come on.
You know? And you know, it was cool. This was so cool. I remember just walking and down there. Because, you know, when I was young, I loved to dance. And I wasn't saved like in church, but just outside, I'd be dancing along, talking to him. And it was so beautiful to see everybody worshiping that time, and the Lord just coming and just his delight in his people. It was like family, like a big family reunion. Yeah. But I was walking, and you know, I saw this. I knew there were like houses in heaven of stuff, and I just saw like this little. I was thinking, like, oh, it'd be neat to have new knees, and you know, you just kind of go, and I saw this little thing going like to the knees.
Yeah, come on, come on.
I mean, why can't we
take it?
No, but you know, if we can see Amazon. Why can't we see, that's like a picture of, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it comes.
Same day delivery.
Yes!
Woo!
So anyway, God's so good. And
amen.
Amen.
Minister to the kids. Very important. Increase. Who else wants to testify?
You know, I'm so serious all the time, I'm going to try to tell a funny. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay. But first I should thank you guys and the Lord for every time we come here, it's life-changing. Yeah.
and so grateful for you guys. But last night, and you know what? I don't ever know what God's done to me until I get home. It's like, yeah, it's so dramatic. It's been, I've been delivered, oh praise the Lord. You know that song? You know, he does anything he wants. That's what I want. But anyhow, so I'm going down the stairs last night with Jim and Janet. Linda and I said, did you guys smell the fire? And they said, there was no smell of fire. And I'm going, oh my God, I'm smelling it in the spirit!
Come on!
Woo! I was on fire! All of us!
Burn, baby, burn! Release it. Testimony? Don't be shy. Come on up. We do bite, but come on up.
This is my first time here, and I'm just so thankful for Holly and Kim and Interpreting a Dream. I am thankful for Kristen and Michelle that prayed. And last night when my head was spinning around some ideas, I remembered what you said, Holly, about people being cyclic and just repeating the same things kind of over and over in your head, and to break that off. And I thought, this has been broken off and no more. And that's also when I had a dream, and I just felt prompted by the Spirit to pick up flags, and I've never picked up flags. I've never done anything. But I was free to be with my Lord and to dance before him and to do the flags for the first time. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, give me a hug. Don't go away without one. Oh, I love you. Great. Testing. We have new mics. We're still testing them out. We like them. Who else wants to testify? Come on up, Owen. What'd she say?
Besides a little light.
Yeah.
I'm from the side. I was trying to go to sleep last night, like some people said they couldn't either. It's like, Lord, I'd like to go to sleep, please. And I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, I know I'm tired. And he goes, well, your soul is awake. I'm like, oh, that's right. So. So I said, well, my soul might be awake, Lord, but could you let my body go to sleep? So he did. After that, he did. So that's my testimony.
Amen. Thanks, Owen. That's powerful. Hallelujah. Who else wants to testify? I'm looking over on this side of the room. Come on. Don't be shy. Here's the thing. When you testify, you know, I used to be really shy. I know you guys can't believe that, but I got set free. And I would never say nothing. And the devil used to beat me up after. And I'm like, you know what? I heard a teaching somewhere, somehow, sometime. And when you testify, it actually, like, it builds a monument in the spirit, and the devil can never steal that from you. And that's why I always speak on testimonies. You know, I've had so many healings, but I still speak on them. There's not one healing I don't share with somebody. And so I'm encouraging you to testify, because I don't want the enemy to steal anything. Come on up here, Bart. Thank you.
Sort of the theme of the conference has been empty yourself and let God do it through you. And that's a question I've been kind of wrestling with, or something I'm trying to figure out, maybe not be the right way to say it, but like, why did you give us free will? Why did you give us unique talents and abilities if we're to empty ourselves and just let you do? And I thought, are we just supposed to be puppets? And I was mad, something fleshly or carnal. And then during Jim's Friday morning men's study, I And I heard Jesus say, "Have you ever thought less of me because I only did what my Father told me to do?"
Mm. That is powerful.
Yes.
Come on up.
Since these guys have broken the gender barrier. I have to contribute in some small way. I thank Holly earlier, for opening up that topic of believing lies about ourselves yesterday. And she addressed that, I think, was it Friday night before Saturday? Yeah, and then our men's group, we were talking about different things, and it came up again. Whatever we want to do, for the Lord, depends on, how much we trust His word is for us, see? We've been leaving life. And it reminded me of a story, excuse me guys, I told this yesterday, but it was it's a reminder that I've had this revelation before but forgot, of how we don't understand God's love for us, especially if we feel inadequate in some way. So if this were a short story, I'd call it Oranges in the Toilet, okay? But I was reminded yesterday when I had this challenge of how can God love me, of an incident that happened with my little boy when he was about 2.5 or 3. He loved throwing things in the toilet. Paper works, it goes around and it goes down. Plastic soldiers go down. Oranges don't go down. So we had a discussion about throwing things in the toilet, what can happen, And I heard this one morning, this little plaintive voice. You can tell when the kid's in trouble. It's, "Dad." And I said, "Yeah, can you come here?" So I come to the bathroom, which fortunately was on the first floor. And my son's name was Scott. Scott threw an orange in the toilet. And you can see where this is going, obviously. With disastrous results, the water was up and over and on the floor. And when I finally turned off the water, I would like to say I responded in a Christ-like manner to you. But that's not true. I responded in the flesh, very angry. "The Father, how many times have I told you, don't do that? You can see what's happened. Don't you understand? I tell you what to do, da-da-da, on the..." And he looked at me, 2.5 or so. We had been friends up to that point. He and I had a good contact. Now, suddenly, there is this angry person condemning him, and his little lips trembled, and the tears came down his cheek. This happened to me yesterday. It happened right now. I just get caught with the remembrance and the feeling of sudden understanding. He knows not what he's doing. He's just a child. And I stopped yelling, and I picked him up. He put his little head on my shoulder, and he's still quiet. And I comforted him. I don't remember the words, but it's going to be okay. That's all right. We'll fix it, etc., etc. And I put him down, and he, quote, helped me to clean up the mess. But that showed me God's love for me,
Yeah.
The idea of the little child who wants to please the Father but knows not what he does. We get involved. Remember who said that and where? Jesus said that. They know not what they do.
Yeah.
Even if we think we do in anger, we don't know the ramifications of it. So that story came to me yesterday when I thought we don't know God's love, we're not accepting it. When I think of it that way, I want to please him because he's a kind and loving father, and I am his little child. Of course, We make worse mistakes as we get older children, obviously. But the point, I just wanted to share that with the women as well as the men. If you've had little children and come to the realization they don't know what they're doing, even though you tell them what's right, the father tells us what's right, you know. Think of that, and maybe you've had similar incidents in your life, and it's easier to know that love. I still love you even though you throw oranges in the toilet.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Thanks, Bruce. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you. Anybody else want to testify? Come on up.
I don't want to kick myself down the road.
Yeah.
I grew up very small life because I was always afraid, always shy. I probably turned bright red, but it doesn't matter. And now I'm 46, and I just feel so free to worship. And the fear of man is, I'm claiming 100% gone.
Amen.
And I took up the flag, too, and was able to do that for the first time. That was very freeing. And I learned from Janet that we don't need to correct our friends. We need to love them and exhort them. So it's been huge. And I think I'll figure it out, too, like when I get home, all that God has done.
Yeah.
But it's been awesome.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Who else would like to testify? Come on up. Hey, I like your sweatshirt.
So we've actually had a lot of opposition to get to here. And even during this trip, I mean, even today, there's been drama every day. And one of the things that was really hard for me is I had a migraine headache for about 4 days up until yesterday. And yesterday was the worst. I was sitting in the dream session. I thought I was going to pass out. I felt so sick. And I left because I was on a hunt for some ibuprofen. I was like, someone has to give me something or I'm going to fall over in my seat. And then in that evening, Holly had a word of knowledge about someone who's been dealing with a headache. And I'm telling you, it's like, it's just been so much better. That was like, I received that for me. And this morning I woke up and I haven't had any Advil and I feel so much better than I did.
Woo-hoo!
But I mean, it's just one of those things where when, you know, the enemy opposes us in all sorts of different ways in order to keep us from receiving the thing that God has for us. And I really appreciate you responding to that prompting from the Holy Spirit, because I was hurting.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much. Wahoo! Anybody else want to testify? A healing? A limb grow out, anything. Blind eye open. Oh, wait, that was me. Come on up. Marty, Marty.
I just am thankful. I came to this not really knowing what to expect, to be honest. It was all kind of surprised on me. And I mean, in a good way, but it was kind of like, hey, you're going. My dad just signed me up, and you know, he was like, oh, you're going. Here's the plane ticket. You handle the rest of the details. And I was like, okay. And, you know, but I just know, I just had, it was just real heaviness, you know? It was so heavy, it was having a hard time even entering in, you know, even just praising and stuff. And, you know, it was really kind of neat, because last night, you know, we were standing in the line, and I shared with this a little bit, but I started to smell oil, you know, and then I was lifting my hands up and I could feel heat, you know, and it was really neat. And then Holly came and she just prayed real simple, fire, and I felt it. I really, really felt it. And it was powerful. I don't really know what it means yet and stuff, but I'm just excited. Some things were coming to mind, and I don't know if they're even related. Some of it's a little silly to me, but you know, I kind of pictured this. I heard a story in Reading, and it was like this car came up, and they prayed for these people and healed them, and they drived off. And it was kind of this joke of drive-by healing, you know? And I was like, I kind of want to do that. But no, I mean, mostly I just want to, I'm excited to get back and start practicing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Ika hasho koko so, as you dream, so it will go. As you dream, so it will go. Those pictures are from the Lord to help you dream. As you dream, so it will go. The fire is real. The fire is real. The fire is real. The fire is real. The fire is real.
A year ago, I couldn't have done that because I hadn't fully received fire yet. But I was taken up, reading the Bible, taken up. And the seven fires that are before the throne, the seven spirits of God, right? But there was one particular one, and I've always been, you know, I love the Holy Spirit. I love him. He's my whole life, my closest friend. But there was one particular fire. There's seven of them. There's one. And it started to go in me. You don't know what it means when you get it. You don't know until it starts to play out. When we were at Bear Trap, Janet was in the cookhouse, completely separate building across the mountain, and I had decided I was just going to stay in my room and pray for the services. So one of my ways of praying, I call it praying, is I just sit and listen, and the Lord explains stuff to me, teaches. So I'm sitting in this chair in my room, and I thought we would have one of our normal conversations where he talks to me. But there was no talk. Suddenly, I was receiving the seven fires, all of them. They were going in. One I would drink. One would go just immerse. I can't describe. Each one was different. I'll be honest with you. I did a Bible study as good as I could. There's a lot I still don't understand. But, you know, sometimes, hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you don't always get it right away. You get it, you receive it, but you don't always fully understand it. And then you see it happen, and you go, oh. Well, while I'm sitting there, I didn't know this, but Janet is in another building getting nailed with the fire. Yeah, she is probably right now. So God is doing a thing. See, when you know, it's just like having parents. I don't mean to be weird, but when you join yourself or when you come here, you've basically said, you know, kind of, we want what you have. We trust you enough. So, and here's our heart. God has put in us a heart to give everything he gives to us to everyone. Because there's no time for one person to be special. That's not right. No. It's not right. The whole body, if they could receive, God wants everyone. John, you were spot on with that what you said. We want the Holy Spirit and fire. Yes. And in this day, we need the Holy Spirit and fire. And so if you just keep pulling, because God has fire for you, he has an anointing for you, and you know, I don't remember who said this. They said, I won't know till I get down the mountain all that I received. That is always how I am.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone to conferences and just went, oh, that was nice, and then gone home and gotten, oh, I'm changed. That's gone, and this is new.
Absolutely.
So hallelujah.
Yesterday morning, I was talking about how the Lord gave me revelation of why I hadn't dreamt in so very, very long. And it had to do with breaking trauma off my dream. Well, this is big for me. I had a dream last night. I don't remember it yet, but I know I was hanging on to a dream, and I had a dream. That's big breakthrough.
Amen. That's good. Wahoo! Life. Who else has a testimony? Gimme.
He has me get up here, and I don't. It's hard because I don't know what I'm going to say, but all I hear is 5 years ago. So, I mean, the first time I came on this mountain, this whole testimony is an encouragement for people who are at various places in their journey in the room, because the devil's full of you can't, and God is full of I am. So when I first came here, I thought, okay, I'm a single mom, I have 4 kids at home, and so when they announced it, actually 5 years ago I didn't come. Because that was for other people. I'm in Illinois, that's Colorado, that's for them and, you know, them and us kind of thing. So I stayed home, and then the next year, I think there was probably a lot of outside encouragement and a lot of help. And so with a lot of people's help, I believed that maybe I could travel after 20 years and find a way to have 4 children at home and make it here to the mountain. And I sat in the back because I thought that's where I belonged, and there were a lot of lies, and there's people in this room that, you know, just have been, I know, in that kind of place and are free this weekend because of this place and this gathering. And so then, you know, the next year it was a little bit easier. So God said sign up, and I trusted him that much. And then he brought the money, and he brought, you know, he's the way maker, right? So he made a way. He brought the best care for my children. He ministers to my children while I'm gone with a spirit-filled believer who was probably more mature than me 5 years ago. And so it got easier every year. And so then this year I was at the Green Lake retreat. Was anybody in here at Green Lake? Okay. And kind of like what they just talked about, I think Holly said, it was Holly or Lori, said, I think the Lord, I know, the Lord wants to take you into a deeper place of his presence than you've ever gone. So during worship that night, during immersion, I felt led to get on the floor, which is a little bit challenging because of my knees at that point, but I trusted him, and I went up front, and I got on the floor, and I don't know what happened, and I may never know, and it doesn't matter, but I know that my life was changed, and I came home, and overnight while I was there, you know, I had put a poll out on Facebook. The Lord birthed a ministry while I was on the floor, and I came home and 37 families, you know, had responded to something. And I say all that to say that some of you are in the death process, and it's easy to start thinking about all the things that are burning up around you, or the fear of getting in the fire, and we keep talking about the fire, but I'm here to tell you it's worth it, because he has way bigger plans than you could ask, think, or imagine. And the place I'm at since Green Lake and coming here now is night and day. It's so different, you know, and I'm alive because of these experiences that I've had. And I'm just here to say that it's the real deal. Like, this is more powerful than we can even imagine.
Amen. Thanks, Kim. That's awesome. So she's laying on the floor, and God births a business idea to her. So she wasn't at the library searching it out. She wasn't Googling it. God gave it to her on the floor. So you know it'll be successful. What's that?
Monumentally.
Come on up. We bless her business. We bless it. Blessed. Hello, Helen.
This is very insignificant, but it's very big for me. You won't maybe see it as a miracle, but I grew up working very, very hard as a little child, farm girl, you know. We slopped the hogs and towed the bales. And hard work is not hard for me. When I got here and saw Janet, and when Stephanie said she couldn't come, I said, oh, let me do it. Let me take the... It was, Janet said, I can't believe you carried those boxes in by yourself. That was no big deal. That's easy. That's hard work is easy. I'm fulfilled by work. I get irritated with, I think, every pastor that I've ever heard preach, wherever I've been, has preached the parable of Mary and Martha. And it's Bible. You know, Jesus taught that. It's true. But every time in my mind, I would say, oh, yeah, but, Pastor, you fully expect that as soon as you're done with this service, some woman has prepared dinner to feed your belly. And so when men teach that, it was always a little hard for me. I'm a workhorse. When I came in the first session, I thought, maybe I could wash those windows and we could see out better. Sorry. So the Lord, and I do sit with the Lord at home. I do sit first thing in the morning for a couple of, I sit with the Lord. I sit with my Bible. I sit and just listening, and I worship, sit with worship. So I have that peace, but work has really a little bit more fulfilling to me. Work is fulfilling. So it's become easier for me when Janet would say from the book table, you need to take a break. Or yesterday morning, real early, I left at 7. I went to see a friend who's had surgery that lives outside of Buena Vista. I wasn't sure I could leave Stephanie's book table. Somebody, So last night, and the Holy Spirit's been telling me to free up, you know, yourself from the obligations and the work. And so last night, so I went to visit a friend who had had surgery. Last night I was, this is just the way I think and I'm geared. After the evening session, you know, God moved so mightily. It was so powerful. But after it was over, I went around and I was picking up all the glasses that were left on the floor because that needed to be done. And the Holy Spirit said, you don't need to do that. Just interact with people. And so it's a big thing for me to be released from. And so I'm continuing to ask the Lord for more fulfillment in sitting at his feet than the workload.
Wow.
There's been a lot of great things that have happened at this retreat. My parents have been coming here for 3 years. This is the first year I've been here. And what I experienced through this retreat is God pulling me into a new relationship with him. Because first of all, yesterday at 4:30 when we did the worship, Rachel just pulls my arms and I'm just dancing around, having a great prideful spirit inside of me. And then last night, I'm just praying in the back with Owen, and then Mary pulls my arm, and then Holly just baptizes me with the fire. So, yeah, that's what I've experienced here.
Never the same.
Never the same.
Opened in the name of Jesus. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So good.
Amen. Hallelujah. And when I said there's a child in here, I didn't mean you. I meant the baby, in case you didn't know. Man of God. Anybody else? Come on, I know there's one more. I heard one more, so let's do it so we can go on. There it is.
I don't speak very well in front of people usually. We'll see what happens. You guys are awesome. The way you listen to the Spirit of God and relay that in your life and your interactions with him all the time just inspires me. Just a couple years ago, I've been saved since I was 12. But Holy Spirit fire and that's didn't happen till later, but about 2 years ago, I started getting into a friendship thing with Jesus and getting up early. And I, I, sometimes there's no reading of the word. It's just, I got to shut my mind off to work. I'm the work guy. Okay? Work, work, work. And I have to audibly, intellectually, beyond even what I can imagine, shut my mind off to work so I can talk to Jesus, so he can talk to me. That's really hard to do. But when I started doing it, I'm thinking, this is really, really, really amazing. This is really good. The stuff he was telling me, the stuff we would talk about, he wants to talk about everything that comes up with you, to you, and you to him. That's the most important part, you to him. You know, it's an honor. We honor Jesus. He's just beautiful. He's great. What an honor it is to know Jesus. Yeah. We are honored because of him.
Yeah.
Okay? He started to show me all this a couple years ago. And I just get closer and closer to Jesus. It's like, well, Bible reading is good, sure, but I'd rather at times speak with Jesus. And even the biggest kicker is to let Jesus talk to me. When I hear Jesus, everything changes. Work, earthly, families, everything changes. Everything comes to from a different mindset. And you have the Holy Spirit there speaking to you, speaking into you, and then him through you to others, like you guys do. It's that's what God wants. Yeah. That's the way it is. And so this last several months, I've been kind of slowing down and getting engaged in work. I own a business that takes a lot of stuff to coordinate things. But anyway, and just kind of holding back and letting back and falling back. And then I didn't even know this was coming up. It was just an all of a sudden, Susie says, hey, you got to come to this, blah, blah. And I didn't even think about it. I knew my wife was going to go, and I'm thinking, Somehow, the Spirit put in me to go, because I wasn't going to go. But he said, go. And I'm so glad I did, because it's exactly what's been happening to me, what you guys are teaching and preaching. And I want more, and I'm going to get more, and I'm not going to stop until Holy Spirit says stop. Somehow, there's more, 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 more. I don't care where you're at, there's more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Awesome. Thank you, Russ. That'll preach. Lord, we love you. You are so good. I'm going to give you an opportunity. I'm not calling you out, but I know the plan of the enemy. And I know there's one more testimony in here. And you're like, oh, they just shut it down. And I was going to shut it down. But the Holy Spirit said, give them one more chance. Who is it? It's not you. Okay, come on up.
Start with a picture, because I shared this with you this morning. The evening when you had the man, the other man on the screen, and the whole here and the entire being of that man, it was filled with gold. A year ago,
my son passed. And it left a hole so big and so deep that I didn't know. I couldn't, it's just too much to even have words to explain. But that picture of it, all of that being gone, it was gone. And I knew that if I didn't have even the ounce of the relationship that I already had with the Holy Spirit and with God, that I would never have made it through that. And over this last year, he's also used that to show me a lot of things about me, the pain that I have been inflicted upon me, and that emptiness. And he was the only one that was going to be able to put any of it back inside of me. And so I've known over the past year and a half that this place inside me that I feel physical pain, that it was the Lord telling me that I needed a surgeon. But I needed the surgeon I could trust. I have never, I can't say never, but it's been really hard for me to ever trust a father, a man. And here recently where he's been showing me, it's just like, I want to show you who you really are in me. And I want you to be able to trust me. So last night when I get to a point and then my breath gets taken away, it's like I can see him, but then my breath is taken away. It's almost like there's a, I'm not sure, I'm afraid, I don't know what it is. But when you put hands on me yesterday and I went down, the first thing that happened was my breath was taken away from me. And I laid there. And when I started to come out, I could feel like I was in a recovery room at the hospital.
Yeah.
From being under surgery. And I could feel him tugging on this part of my heart. That hurts to the depth. Then I saw the cold. I was like, Lord, you're going to fill that place in me with that beautiful healing liquid cold. I just like, thank you. And it's awakened. So he's healing that place that I really have been worried and afraid may never be healed, and showing me what that really truly means in him. So I think that's it.
Thank you. I had a word for her. I don't know what day it is, truthfully, but it was one of the days she was here, and I had to hold it. I couldn't give it to her, and because there's a time for everything, and I knew I had the word for her, and I didn't tell her. I told her husband. Well, he told her, and she's like, "What's the word?" And I'm like, "You'll get it," but because I couldn't release it because it wasn't time. And so now that word went right in, because she went against the enemy's plan, and in faith and in trust believed God and came up here, and God, because she did that, the devil lost his hold over her. and it'll never ever go back. And the word was only two words. That's it. And there's life. There's life. When it's a word in season, it's life. I remember one time God gave me a word for a man who was well respected. I was afraid of him. And I didn't want to deliver the word. And I'm back and forth, me and the Holy Ghost, and I couldn't do it. I didn't do it. And so then the next day I'm on my face, Lord, I'm so sorry, I'm such a wretch. Lord, you got to deliver me of the spirit of whatever. And because I went the next day to give the word, and it was a moldy word then. No power, no punch. And so I try to really listen and obey and deliver when he says and hold back. And there's life in that, and that's just an encouragement. Okay, well, I'm really excited because I'm just like, I love the freedom in here. You know, we come in, even though we're family, by the end we're like all on top of each other. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's good to see you. And before it's like, hello, yes, I saw nice, hello, Auntie so-and-so. And now it's like, oh, Auntie so-and-so, you know, sobbing and everything. You know, the barriers go down.
Yeah.
You know, we get freer in the presence. And so I'm just encouraging you to stay free. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.